Okay, those of us with discerning taste in music know that tomorrow is a big day. That's because Journey, that's right, Journey is releasing a new album. It's called Revelation, and it's the band's first album with their new lead singer, Arnel Pineda. It includes three discs, one of new music, one of new recordings of Journey classics featuring Pineda at the mic, and a DVD of a March concert in Las Vegas. The story of how Arnel Pineda came to be Journey's lead singer is pretty darn amazing, but not necessarily unique. It turns out he's the latest in a long line of super fans who got to live their dream by becoming the lead singers of the bands that they idolized. A while back, producer Dan Pashman told Allison Stewart and me all about that proud lineage.
The first time we witnessed this phenomenon was in 1997 when Tim Owens was hired to replace Rob Halford as the frontman for Judas Priest. And Owens had been in a series of Judas Priest cover bands before he got the real gig. Oh, by the way, a quick side note, Owens was also in a band called Brainicide at one point. I just thought I should mention that. I was thinking we should have a BPB segment called Brainicide.
All right.
I don't know what that will consist of, but I'll work
on that.
Sounds
like killing your brain. Oh, no, I was going to start thinking again.
Yeah, so two Judas Priest fans videotaped Owens in his role without his knowledge, videotaped him in the Priest cover band, and they got the tape to the real band, and the group eventually hired him and gave him the stage name Ripper Owens. So I thought we'd do a quick audio comparison here. Here's Judas Priest performing their classic song, Breaking the
Your
Law.
Your name's Ripper now. Like, I can't... Okay.
Yeah. You're not Tim anymore. You're Ripper. So this is them performing their classic song, Breaking the Law, live back in the 80s with original lead singer Rob Halford.
There I was completely wasted, out of work and down. All inside, it's so frustrating, it's so different from town to town.
All right, so that's the original. Now here's Priest performing the same song live in 2001 with Ripper Owens at the helm.
There I was completely wasted, out of work and down. All inside is so frustrating, the doom of town to town. Feelings don't nobody cares.
Pretty close
it's
to the real thing.
I prefer the Halford.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, if any consolation to you, Allie, I should add that Rob Halford did return as Judas Priest lead singer in 2003.
Feel better.
But if the tale of Tim Owens sounds like a story, kind of fit for Hollywood, it was. And 4 years after he got that job, Mark Wahlberg and Jennifer Aniston starred in a film inspired by Owens' story called Rockstar.
I'm embarrassed I saw it.
Yeah. In the theater?
Yes.
Oh, man, you're busted. That film had the tagline, "The Story of a Wannabe Who Got to Be." Here's a clip of the trailer.
You know what the sickest thing is about you, little man? You fantasize about being somebody else, singing somebody else's songs.
Oh, maybe if I get really lucky, I'll get to grow up and listen to Air Supply and wear jackboots like you.
What's wrong with Air Supply?
We're auditioning for a new lead singer.
The good Lord has given you a hell of a voice.
Do you want the gig then?
All right, so that was Rockstar. Now moving on to 2007, the heavy metal band Anthrax took a cue from Judas Priest and named a 31-year-old personal trainer and part-time singer from Long Island their lead singer. That's where you find most Anthrax fans, in the gyms of Long Island. His name is Dan Nelson, and he met Anthrax guitarist Rob Caggiano on MySpace a few years ago. One thing led to another, and now Nelson's the lead singer of Anthrax. And actually, when he got that gig, his friend gave him a DVD of Rockstar as a gift.
That's a good friend.
Right. So the story continues. And all this leads to my personal favorite super fan on the list, the best story of a wannabe who got to be. Now, we all know and love the band Journey. Am I right? That's right. You know what I'm talking about, Rachel.
Yeah, open arms.
Their guitarist, Neil Schon, was searching for a lead singer to replace estranged frontman Steve Perry. So where would anyone look in that situation? Obviously, YouTube. So
just cornucopia of talent.
Right, exactly. Well, it took him days. Neil Schon spent days on YouTube and was almost ready to give up when he came across a Filipino band called The Zoo that performs original music and covers, especially, you guessed it, Journey covers.
Mm-hmm.
Their lead singer is a guy named Arnel Pineda, who's been called the Filipino Steve Perry.
Awesome.
Which is just about, I think, the greatest compliment you could ever give someone.
Yes, I don't know.
You guys agree? And this guy is pretty amazing. Now, first, just in case anyone out there forgets what the original Journey sounds like with Steve Perry, let's first hear a quick clip of their classic hit, Don't Stop Believin'.
It's just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
All right, so that's the original. Now here's Arnel Pineda, the Filipino Steve Perry, with his band The Zoo, performing the same song on YouTube.
Just a small town girl.
Wow.
Living in a lonely world.
I like it, Arnel.
It took a midnight train going anywhere.
That's pretty great, right?
That's shocking.
Yes.
I love Steve Perry. So, he sang O'Sherry.
Right. So Pineda got an email from the Journey guitarist, and he thought it was a hoax. So he ignored it. But then his friend said, hey, you know, what if this is real? This could be your big break. You know, so Pineda wrote back, and eventually he got the gig. And now he's on tour with Journey. And if you want to get an idea of just how faithful he is to the Steve Perry sound, we're going to fade in the original version right now and play them together, layered on top of each other. Take a listen.
A singer in a smoke
rocking out in the studio. So to all you musical super fans out there, Guitar Hero and Rock Band players alike, I say to you, don't stop believing. This could be your story.
Oh my gosh, twice the Steve Perry.
It's
nice.
So good. Okay, we do have to add this though, Dan.
Yeah.
There was a little asterisk to this story.
Fair enough.
Involving a reality show.
Right. In 2005, there was a reality show called Rockstar, also called Rockstar, that was to find the lead singer of INXS, but we kind of ruled that kind of a different story. It's not the same as a super fan being plucked. And one other quick aside, in my research for this piece, I found out that there's a Journey Island in Second Life.
Really?
They have a Journey Island. Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't have guessed it, but...
I am going there. That is incentive for me to get in on that world.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it, REO Speedwagon.
That was BPP producer Dan Pashman with Allison Stewart and me. And as we said, Journey fans rejoice. The band's first album featuring Arnel Pineda as lead singer comes out mañana.
But whenever I hear this song, I think The Sopranos is going to end and I get sad all over again.
Yeah. Stay with us. The final Democratic primary is upon us. Montana's up. We'll learn more. This is the BPP from NPR News.